The Torah portion of the week is Parshat Chukat. It contains a description of the death of Aaron, the brother of Moses. It's the 40th year. The Israelites had made it. 40 years of wandering was about to come to an end. Everyone is looking forward to the future. Finally, towards the promised land, it's literally within, it's by the horizon, it's within their grasp. And it's at this point that the leadership transition also occurs from the founding generation to the next generation. Aaron, the high priest, dies, and Moses, the incomparable emancipator and constitutional framer, will soon be dead. Miriam, their sister, who herself was a central leader in her own right, had already died. And here's how the Torah describes the leadership transition. And God said to Moses, "Take Aaron and his son Eleazar and bring them up to the mountain. Strip Aaron of his vestments and put them on his son Eleazar." Moses did as God had commanded in the sight of the whole community. He stripped Aaron of his vestments and put them on his son Eleazar. And Aaron died there on the summit of the mountain. All the house of Israel bewailed Aaron for 30 days. Why the elaborate description? Why not simply say that Aaron died and his son, Eleazar, succeeded him? I think that the Torah is trying to make a subtle point about life and death. It's not simply that Aaron died. It is that the succession occurred before Aaron died, and in the sight of the entire community. When Moses dies at the end of the book of Deuteronomy, the same dynamic occurs in the presence of the entire community. He passes authority and leadership over to Joshua. In other words, we remember the past and mourn the dead. The community mourned both Aaron and Moses for 30 days, a tradition that we still keep in Judaism. But also, even at the moment of death, at that very moment of mourning, we also look to the future. Life goes on. The institutions remain. The sacred vestments have already been transferred to the next generation. Aaron, the high priest, has died, but the priesthood survives. And the house of Israel, the Jewish people, lives. As I think many of you know, and I see some who are going to be on the delegation, 30 members of our congregation will be departing next week for Eastern Europe. It's a journey to the past. In many ways, we will engage in a ritual of mourning. In reality, much of Europe is a Jewish cemetery. We will be visiting the sites of our people's greatest tragedies, including the infamy of infamies, Auschwitz. On July 4th, we will be at the Warsaw Ghetto. What better way to appreciate the lessons of freedom and to absorb anew the blessings of liberty? We will be traveling to the past and mourning what was and what might have been, how the Jewish vestments of Europe, so lovingly attended to for 2,000 years, were stripped off the Jewish body and cast into the fiery furnace. That was the goal. Not only to kill Jews, but to eliminate the house of Aaron, the people of Israel, to erase from the future of humanity any vestige of the Jewish people. We will be in Prague. Hitler even planned to establish a museum of the extinct Jews in Prague. He proposed calling it the Museum of an Extinct Race. But also, we will look to the future. There are now Jewish communities in Europe, built upon the ashes of destruction. Members of our congregation will also see the new vestments that have been transferred to the next generation of Jews. The dead are dead. But even so, the house of Israel, the Jewish people, survives. And we will see that too. We will observe with our own eyes the indomitable Jewish will to survive. How, like a phoenix, we rise from the ashes. What I hope will be conveyed to our travelers, and through them, to anyone who follows us online, we will be posting every night. There are already, every member of our delegation has a night that they're responsible for. You wake up in the morning, it'll be on the website. So you can follow us online. And what I hope that we can convey to the travelers as well as to anyone else who follows us is that we Jews are a family. Judaism is the faith and civilization of the Jewish family. We are a people. It is this principle more than any other that distinguishes us and makes us who we are. And therefore, living inside of us are all of the Jews who were ever born. We are bound to all other Jews, those who have gone before us, those who are now living, and those who will come after us. We are every Jewish child murdered. We are every Jewish parent's perseverance. We are every Jewish community's persistence. We wear the sacred vestments of Aaron that have been transmitted to us by generations of our predecessors. We are every Jewish sufferer burned at the stake for reading Torah and for worshiping God. No fiber of our being can ever forget this. And for us to live, we must know where our family died. And not only that, we must know why they died. We will relearn that they died not only as a consequence of man's inhumanity to man. They were murdered because of man's inhumanity to us, our people, our family, the Jews. We were the target of their insane, murderous rage. It was the Jewish family that they wanted extinct. Many other people suffered, and many others were killed. There was a universality of suffering. Jews do not have a monopoly on suffering. But first, we seek to understand particular Jewish suffering. Our entire people was marked for murder simply for being. This is what makes the Holocaust unique in the annals of human civilization. And it is what makes Jewish suffering unique. That is what we seek to understand. Because without understanding our Jewish past, we cannot properly attend to our Jewish present and future. But I also hope that when all is said and done, and we return from the mission, I hope that the intensity of the experience will produce a greater commitment to our Jewish future. It is characteristic today of all too many Jews to devote themselves exclusively to Jewish memory, to delve deeply into the Holocaust, to visit Holocaust museums, to derive so much of their Jewish identity from the Holocaust, and to neglect the Jewish future. But Jews always look to the future. Even at our darkest moments, we seek to preserve the institutions of Jewish life. The synagogues were ablaze, but the Torahs were saved. In the end, The central purpose of all of the missions that we organize, whether to Israel or other places of Jewish interest, is to strengthen your commitment to the future. And I hope that those who travel with us physically and those who are with us virtually and vicariously, that you return from these experiences more committed than ever to preserving the remnant of our people, to keep our flame alive, to keep our family alive, and to keep our future alive. Aaron is mourned, but it is the transferring of the vestments to his son Eleazar, Jewish continuity, the Jewish future, that the Torah emphasizes.